Happy Mother's Day, y'all. It's the Mother Day edition of Rosie on the House. Good morning. We're all here ready to provide you with the education, the information, and the entertainment that has to do with anything you're trying to get done around your house, home, castle, or cabin. Here in the 9 o'clock hour, we're on standby with the lines wide open. All lines have been cleared. If you're trying to tackle a project, maybe you're trying to get something done for mom this particular weekend, give us a ring and let's see if we can't coach you along with a couple tricks or tips. The number is 1-888-767-4348. And there was a Robert who called in last week that did not get his answer on air. Jennifer slipped me your name and your phone number. There have been about 9 phone calls placed to you, and your voicemail has not been set up. So I'm just saying, if you'd like to call back, maybe you can get online right now. He wanted to talk about cooling his garage. 1-888-767-4348. As I say, it's the Mother's Day edition of Rosie on the House. And our article for the week revolved around buying your mama a robot. And I would love to hear from any of you that have tried these robotic moppers or vacuums. We have personal experience with the grill cleaner called the GrillBot. But I want to know from you. I'm under the paradigm, the thought process, that if I'm going to suck food particles and dirt out of my carpet, I need something about the size of a small pickup truck to get the power and the suction and the brushes strong enough. I can't imagine these robotic devices doing a great job. With that said, I will tell you one example of where I saw it do a beautiful job. A friend of mine remodeling his house in Old Central Scottsdale, right there around Granite Reef and Camelback, took all the carpet out of his house, and he lives there as a bachelor. And Romy, when he ripped up all that carpet, what did he find? That red FHA concrete, okay? And so he decided, this looks pretty good. I'm just going to wax it like my grandmother used to do it. So he waxed it, and he has a dog, and it's a hairy dog. And it's a light-colored dog, like a Chesapeake or a Golden Lab. And so you would think with that dog, and the dog lives inside. So you would think on that red floor, the yellow hair, it would just be a just really nasty environment, right? I walked in his house. Romy, there wasn't a dog hair on that floor anywhere. And he says, no, that little thing, I turn it on when I leave. And, I mean, I come back, and the floor is always this clean. So for hard surfaces,
it worked good.
Might be the ticket.
Do you know, on our Facebook page, someone actually commented that it works great for dog and cat hair.
Okay.
But I'm with you. If you've got dust, where does it go if it's in that little canister?
I would guess you've got to empty it, like, after every run.
And 2 weeks ago, we had First Class Green Cleaning in here, and they said they can always tell when somebody has one because there'll be round spots.
Burns the direction into the...
Well, it's... Yeah, exactly. It'll hit a wall or a corner, and it can't figure out how to move from there, and it'll just spin and spin and spin, and you can see like little carpet circles, you know, instead of crop circles, little carpet circles burned in different places. And they had a May special that they're still running through May 15th. So for Mother's Day, if you're looking for a whole house cleaning, you still have time to schedule that for a prorated Rosie on the House discount that they offered the listeners.
And how would they access that?
First Class Green Cleaning. Cleaning category at rosieonthehouse.com.
Now, Jennifer has experience with the GrillBot that is a robotic grill cleaning material machine that you just close the lid and you turn this thing on. Now, we've given those away as prizes here on this show, and the feedback has been really, really positive. I mean, it comes out really clean. So, robots, if you've got a robot story, we'd like to hear it. kind of goes along with y'all going up to Las Vegas to the National Hardware
Show. That's where we originally found GrillBot. I thought it was 2 years ago. It was actually three that was the last time we were there. It was 14. And
what were y'all? What was I doing while y'all were at the hardware show? Oh, yeah, working at the office.
Right.
I call 5 miles a day working. I visited with my friends at GrillBot, Sean Dickerson, and I said, hey, what's new? He said, oh, well, I hate to tell you. He was a little bit hesitant to even tell me. He goes, we have an app now. So how do you use an app with a GrillBot? And he said, well, you just use it to start it and stop it. But there you go. It's automated now. They're cool. But they work with or without the app.
Well, I hope they've got a safety feature so that it won't go on unless it's in the grill. That could create some havoc on your back patio. But we've got a great interview here. I wanted to start off the National Hardware Show with this one because this was a conversation we had with the oldest tool manufacturer in America, third oldest company in America, and it's just a great story.
This is awesome.
This stop at the National Hardware Show at the Las Vegas Convention Center, we find ourselves at Ames. Now, that's not a name I was really familiar with, but I'm kind of embarrassed because the history of it is absolutely respectable. We're talking with Karen Richwine. Tell us about Ames.
The Ames Companies has been manufacturing tools in America since 1774. In fact, we're the third oldest company in the United States, and we're proud of our heritage. We've been making tools to help build America, literally, since that time. Our tools have been used in the construction of the Statue of Liberty, projects like the Transcontinental Railroad, the Hoover Dam, as well as Mount Rushmore, and many other installations and infrastructures along the way.
And looking around, we're seeing a lot of consumer goods here for today. So the tools that y'all have on display here are a lot of landscape and garden.
That's right. Our key categories are lawn and garden tools, landscaping tools. We make spec grade tools for construction sites, shovels and wheelbarrows, hand tools, really any tool that the consumer or professional end user would need to get their job done and help make their job occur a little easier.
I will say I hadn't heard of the Ames name before, but I'll tell you I've heard of Jackson. That's the only wheelbarrow I've ever bought, and you can't go to a construction site we're on and not see a Jackson wheelbarrow.
So true. So the Jackson wheelbarrows are well known for their quality. The Jackson brand itself has been established and around since 1865. The Jackson brand of wheelbarrows, if you see a construction site or a construction truck and it has a blue wheelbarrow there, the chances are pretty good that it's a Jackson wheelbarrow. And that wheelbarrow would have been manufactured right here in America in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, in our wheelbarrow plant.
And an interesting fact, there was if somebody followed the news recently, y'all had a special visitor to that plant.
We did have a special visitor. President Trump visited our plant, the wheelbarrow plant, where the Jackson wheelbarrows are made, on April 29th. He stopped there along his way to a rally in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and he signed two trade agreements while he was at that plant. To help with American trade. He chose us. I think, we have a great story of manufacturing here in America, and that site was selected as the place to sign those two trade agreements. So, you know, our employees were very excited to greet with him and meet with him, and it was a wonderful event.
And y'all have a combination of 14 different manufacturing and distribution and wood milling plants, correct?
That's correct. We have a number of wood mill plants from along the East Coast in the Appalachian area where we create the wood from logs for our wood handles, and those are all replenishable. We have a great program in replenishing the wood. We also have a facility in Carlisle, Pennsylvania that's a distribution and manufacturing facility. It's about a 2.6 million square foot facility. It helps service all of our national customers with shipping and getting the product to them. And we also have a distribution center in Reno, Nevada. And then we supplement that with the Harrisburg manufacturing plant where the wheelbarrows are made, and Camp Hill, our headquarters, where many of our long-handled tools are produced as well.
Now I want those listening to stop and think about that 2.6 million square feet. We did the math on that earlier. That's 63 acres under one roof?
It's so true. So we have over 100 dock doors, and one of the things that is exciting about our company and the size of is our ability to service our customers. So, for example, if you're in an area where there's snow and, you know, you have a big snowstorm, we had one this year, and we had a really big one along the eastern coast last year, we can service very quickly out of that distribution center for emergencies like that to all of our top retailers and national retailers, helping to get those tools in the hands of people who need to use them very quickly. So, you know, that's one of the reasons we have that infrastructure and one of the ways it helps our end users as well.
That's amazing. Well, it's a great story and a great American product. We appreciate you taking time to visit with us today.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time as well. And, you know, look for us online at Ames.com. That's one of our brands. And we also have many other branded websites online. Look us up and, you know, stay in touch with us because we want to reach out to you. We have all the tools and wheelbarrows and everything else you could need.
Y'all are doing your part in building America. Consumers can do their part in buying America. Ames is A-M-E-S, Ames.com. And that sets the stage for the entire review of our National Hardware Show. Heavy focus on American-made products, heavy focus on all the new inventions that are coming out that they're working on getting locally. It was a very exciting time to be there and just see the amount of thought and people out there just getting started on their American dream.
Can you imagine the heritage of being involved in a company? You know the tools were used to build the Statue of Liberty, to build the Intercontinental
Railroad. And they were the ones that made the shovels for the soldiers in the Revolutionary War when Washington was digging trenches. They were the ones pushing the shovels out to get to Washington.
All right. So the topic is innovation and robots. We've taken a lot of calls here. We're going to give you a feedback right after this break on what our listeners are saying about robots at their home.